Available in all states.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervey's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervey. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervey, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem.
Yes, I'm Alan Gervey, and welcome to Gervey's Law. I want to welcome all of the gentlemen and the chauvinists who are listening to our show today, because I'm sure there are no women listening. They're all at the march, Carrie. Yes. We are doing a show just for men and chauvinists. Actually, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are at the march here in LA and across the country. Isn't it amazing the numbers of people who have shown up with their pink beanies on and they are protesting, demonstrating, showing their First Amendment rights against the suffrage of women and the suffering. I guess women can vote now. Carrie, you're smiling at me. Why aren't you at the march?
Well, listen, I was in Wisconsin. I just flew back, and then I'm here. I could have missed today's show, but there's a thing about the march. I believe in women's rights. I believe in equality, but I don't believe in hate speech, and I don't believe in tearing down a president who has yet to do anything yet. Let's see what he has to do before you get all up in arms, create hate speech, call him Hitler. I don't agree with people that do that. I agree that you can say whatever you want. You can march for whatever you want. That is what makes this country so great.
But you're missing the point. A lot of those marchers out there would say that Donald Trump has already done it. It's not about him being president. It's about what he has said in his tweets, in his rallies, while he was campaigning about women and about all of this crotch grabbing and everything.
His bedside manner. And some of his, I guess, just the awkward social behavior he has, I don't like. There's a lot of stuff I don't like about him.
Is he ADHD and he just can't control himself?
But I want to see what he does as a president. I really want to before I attack somebody.
But no one wants to give him that chance. Why should we?
Well, I don't want to say no one. There are a lot of people who do.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who do. And there are a lot of women who say, look, you know, I believe that equality for all, whether you're a woman, whether you're, you know, a different nationality, whether you're gay, whether you're whatever, equal rights for everyone. I believe that.
You know, on your Facebook page, you posted about our show today. And by the way, folks, we are waiting to hear from Congressman Brad Sherman, who is the Congress member for most of the San Fernando Valley, lives in Sherman Oaks. He is in Washington. He attended the inauguration yesterday as a Democrat. And we want to talk to him about that, what's going on in Washington. So we're hoping to hear from Brad very shortly. On your Facebook page, Carrie, you had a comment that says, I don't understand why this women march took place. I heard the idea of fear mentioned a lot, but I feel most of the fear has been spread to the people by dishonest media. I've yet to see Trump do anything wrong to women, and if he tries, I'll be right there with the women to protest. But as of today, we need to unite no matter genders, race, and religion or lack of, stop division and the riots.
Yeah.
You know, and this morning I was watching the march in Washington, and there was a woman who I think had been imprisoned for 26 years, and she was speaking on the pulpit, and boy, was she trashing men, and boy, was she trashing our society. Is that how you feel, Carrie?
Yeah.
You like men, don't you?
I like people. I love people. I don't like mean people. And there's a great bumper sticker that says that.
Trump is a mean person?
No. But just
how
I
do you
don't
know? Maybe
like
he
mean
is.
People. Maybe he is. Look, I've interviewed him. He was very nice to me.
He was nice to you.
He was very nice to me.
Very nice to your friend Simon Cowell.
Yes. Simon Conway. Oh, so look, I want to see what he does as a president before I'm up in arms and before I'm angry. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait. You know, talk is cheap. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, You know, we need to talk to someone who was there yesterday, and we have Congressman Brad Sherman on the line from Washington. Brad, Congressman Sherman, welcome to Gervie's Law. I'm finally glad to have you on the show.
Good to be with you.
It's great to have you. And I just want to say, first of all, congratulations. And this is very important because you chose, as a Democrat, to attend the inauguration yesterday. And I want to congratulate you for that, for your reasons, because you are a lawyer. You went to Harvard Law School, of course, and you spoke about the process being bigger than any one person, like the president, the peaceful transfer of power, the history, the rule of law, everything that is so important to us as lawyers and to the people of this country. And you went and you attended, notwithstanding the fact that your party did not prevail at the election.
Yeah, and keep in mind, most Democrats made the same choice. I was up there on the same, sitting close to Presidents Obama, Clinton, Carter, candidates, Bernie and Hillary. The leadership of our party was there. It's a close call because this is an extraordinary person that has been elected by the Electoral College. And but the fact is, I may disagree with the Electoral College. I may disagree with other aspects of the system. But Trump prevailed. And the real test of whether you respect and are willing to go along with a system is whether you can see the flaws but still go with the system even when you don't like the result. And I'm not a big fan of the results, but I'm a fan of going with the legal system.
And before the election, when I spoke to you just before the election, you did think that Hillary Clinton was going to win. You had some fear that Trump might, but you expected to have, I think, a fairly large role. Hillary Clinton and you have spent a lot of time together and you have supported her. Wasn't it magnanimous of her to be there with her husband, Bill, where some of the other Democrats, especially a lot of them here in California, chose not to attend?
I think it was the right decision, not only personally and legally, but also as a party. We will be successful not if we can appease the emotions of the people, and there are some who really dislike Trump or don't even think he's a legitimate president. It will be a test of whether we can convince those people who voted for Trump or at least thought of voting for Trump.
Right.
And I want to show respect for the voters in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. They didn't take my advice, but they are entitled to their Electoral College votes.
Congressman, I just want to say it not only is it the legal and right thing to do, it was classy. It was a class act. And for people to show up, even though their candidate didn't win, and even though they may not agree with the policies and what Trump has said, I think it's something that shows class. And I think the people who didn't show up, shame on them. This is the president of the United States.
Look, I was also at the Women's March today. Part of our legal system is a First Amendment right, and while we should see the peaceful transfer of power, we should also see people's voices raised. I don't think that candidate Trump and celebrity Trump has shown the right level of respect for women, and I think it's appropriate to make that statement. But right now,
Congressman, there isn't any type of policy or any law, since he's only been in power one day, that really directs its attention at women. It's more about who he is and what he said, which, when you talk about First Amendment rights, of course we value those. But how do you balance the First Amendment rights with the democratic process and respect both, where the people of this country, for better or for worse, whether the Electoral College is correct or not, did apparently vote this man into the presidency?
Well, I acknowledge that Richard Nixon was our president, duly elected twice and legally served until he resigned. And I protested his actions on many occasions. So I guess I'm pretty much the same guy I was back to since when I had hair.
That wasn't that long ago. I mean, you have three young girls, so you know,
I do. But
you look very young.
I'm old enough to have been there for Watergate, and if you look at our Constitution, it says Donald J. Trump is president of the United States. And that people who disagree with or want to provide some input on the decisions that are going to be made by government have every right to make their voices heard and to petition their government. And so Donald J. Trump is the most important person in our government, and I think it's appropriate to petition him.
And now you have to do your job, as you were elected to do. You said previously that you support the process when it gives you the wrong answer as well as the right answer. In this case, for the Democrats and for your constituents, it was the wrong answer. So what do you do in a legal way, based on your representation, to affect change so that Donald J. Trump's policies and laws in the Republican Party do not prevail against your values and your actual policies?
Well, keep in mind, there are things where I agree with Donald Trump, and even one major area where I agree with him more than I agree with President Obama, and that is in our trade policy. I am for the attitude of inclusiveness and globalization, but you have to be smart about it. And the huge trade deficit that's a result of the trade policies over the last 30 years speaks for itself. I'm an attorney, but I'm also a CPA, and I look at those trade deficit numbers and I say, this system isn't working. If you look at the economic theory behind free trade, it's impossible for a country to have these trade deficit numbers, which means the theory is not working the way it's supposed to. I agree with Trump when it comes to turning up the pressure on European countries to spend more for their own defense. And that doesn't mean we pull out of NATO or fail in our NATO responsibilities, but it doesn't mean that we suffer in silence as well, as we do more than is expected, and others do less. And of course, I'm interested to see his infrastructure plan. We in Los Angeles County have agreed to tax ourselves to build the kind of transportation system we need, but it's going to take us too long. I need to see that subway through the Sepulveda Pass.
Right.
Well, I can still walk down the stairs to be there, and I think that with an infrastructure program, things that are already on the board to be built 10, 20 years from now will get built sooner. So I agree with Trump on some of the things.
And you made some excellent points, and that's what being a politician is about, not just being single-minded. And I think a lot of people don't realize that if they stand and listen to Congressman Sherman, you're going to hear a lot of smart things. In fact, you were also against the Iran deal, weren't you, in the Obama administration?
Well, and keep in mind, the question before Congress wasn't, are you going to send the president a congratulatory letter? That's not what we in Congress do. What we were called upon to do was, in effect, lock future administrations into that deal, and there was no reason for us to do it. When they negotiated in Geneva, they told the Iranians, okay, if you sign, the president will take this or that executive action, but Congress isn't going to approve this deal. And that's what the Iranians agreed to. So to give them more than was promised.
Makes no sense. We have to take a quick break. Can you stick with us for another segment?
Sure.
Oh, great. It's really nice to have you from Washington. Congressman Brad Sherman of the San Fernando Valley. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We will be right back.
Celebrating 50 years of Kings hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
It's Peter Tilden, and I want to tell you about Flooring Pros. Their selection and prices are definitely going to floor you. They've got beautiful natural hardwoods and laminates and vinyls and tile, and they can beat the price of the big national advertiser who you see advertise every day by as much as 50%, and they get it done right because they have enormous selection and everything is in stock. So that means you can get a free estimate one day and installation the very next day. Check out FlooringPro.com. They're on Google. They're on that beautiful website, House. And check out their Yelp reviews. They're fantastic. So for the largest selection and the finest hardwoods, environmentally friendly flooring, laminates, exceptionally trained experts, and the best price guaranteed, call the number one flooring company in Los Angeles, FlooringPro.com, at 800-815-1565. That's 800-815-1565. Call them for a free estimate or go to FlooringPro.com.
Flooring Pro, their prices will floor you.
Who's this?
Our favorite afternoon talk show host.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, everything you want to know about the inauguration and more.
That's right. I just purchased Kellyanne Conway's marching band outfit. It's only $5,000.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yes, I feel like I should be marching or at least be on stage and saluting someone. I'm not sure who it is, but I guess now it is President Donald J. Trump. We are fortunate enough today, after the day after inauguration, to have with us Congressman Brad Sherman, who's a Democratic member of the United States House of Representatives and has been so since 1997. He represents the 30th Congressional District within the San Fernando Valley. Congressman Sherman has a background in tax law. He is brilliant when it comes to taxes. I have to ask you, Congressman Sherman, what do you think about Donald Trump's policies, or at least proposed policies, regarding cutting taxes and how it'll affect our economy?
Well, we're all for tax cuts every day of the year for everybody, but you have a large federal deficit, and the fact is that some people want tax cuts so much they say, well, you cut taxes, you increase revenue. That, in fact, does not occur. I mean, there may be some element. You may cut taxes 100 and increase revenue 10 and only cost the federal government 90. But I think some tax cuts are in order, but some of them are going to need to be paid for. And they need to be paid for by the international transactions that are getting by scot-free. Kevin Brady, a Republican, has a very interesting proposal to impose more taxes on goods coming into this country and provide fewer taxes for exporters, and that may be very important in revitalizing the country, especially manufacturing. But the question I ask is, if a TV set is designed in Japan, manufactured in Taiwan,
yeah,
and sold for a profit, say it's a $100 profit in California, where was that $100 earned? And it's a trick question because the answer is obviously the Cayman Islands.
Where everybody should have
that,
money.
That is the hole in our international system.
Coming from a tax lawyer.
It's so true.
And what we've got to do, whether it's what's called the apportionment system that California uses for interstate transactions, we could nationally apply to international transactions, or whether it's Kevin Brady's approach, we need to start taxing international transactions and not indulge in the fiction that all the profit in the world on international transactions is generated in the Cayman Islands.
I question, and this is a very general statement. I've heard people say it, and I tend to agree with it. You know, if we did cut the taxes to the bigger companies that have left and said, look, you know, they've gone there because they can get cheap labor, they're not taxed as heavily. What if we have them come back, giving them these huge tax breaks because they could put tens of thousands of Americans back to work? And I hear a lot, you know, from the other side, well, the big, you know, the rich companies should be taxed heavily, more heavily than anything. But if you're doing that, then we're giving jobs away to different countries instead of allowing the company to come back here and give those jobs to Americans.
Well, first of all, we have an income tax. So there are a lot of manufacturers that are just have very narrow margins and are making only a bit. And income tax may not determine where they're going to manufacture. If we could rebate the employer's portion of the Social Security tax, that could be huge on manufacturing jobs. But we'd have to make sure that we paid the money into the Social Security Trust Fund. The fact is that we can't give the business community or anybody all the tax breaks they'd like to get without punching a giant hole in the deficit. And so a system that has that avoids the loopholes will generate a lot of the revenue that we need to then provide some incentives to those who manufacture in the United States.
Do you look forward to working with President Trump and the Republicans toward these goals that you talk about?
Look forward implies, you know, that joyousness. As a Democrat, I'm respectful. I'm businesslike. Give me a few days before you ask me to be joyous.
All right. We want to know, though, you know, you talk about someone like yourself who's been in Congress for many, many years, and then you see Donald Trump go up there yesterday and speak for about 16 minutes and talk about the mess that politicians have made for this country. As you were sitting there, not too far from Mr. Trump, how were you reacting as you heard his inauguration speech?
Well, the only thing that Americans agree about is that politicians, the establishment, and Washington have screwed things up, and they are substantially, you know, there's a lot to back that up. I think that it's not clear that the Trump administration will be as different as he's promised. He's got a bunch of Goldman Sachs people, a bunch of folks that have been in favor of the system or have benefited from it.
Right, benefited anyway.
Is certainly benefited from it, and so we're going to have to see whether he's really willing to displease Wall Street. One test, perhaps, and hasn't part of his platform. Bernie Sanders and I have the bill to break up the six biggest banks so that we can have fair competition without any bank saying, look, don't worry about our balance sheet. If we go, you know, the government will have to bail us out because we're so big.
Can you do and that so, with insurance companies and smoking companies and everything else?
Yeah.
Well, we want to have antitrust law. The difference with the banks is that they're in a position to take down the entire economy. That they're the ones that got bailed out in 2008 and proved that if they get into trouble, we're going to bail them out.
Congressman
we
Sherman.
We have a test case, and I think that test case proved it. I led the effort against the bailout, but we were not successful. And even then, I wasn't a real, there was no way to deal with 2008 that wasn't going to be a problem for the country.
Well, here's the thing. So if we listen to the inauguration speech and we take it seriously, then shouldn't President Trump be coming to you and to perhaps Bernie Sanders and saying, hey, we need to return power to the people, and you're actually giving us some tangible ways to do so?
It would be interesting for Trump to, instead of aligning himself with the traditional Republican forces, the Mitt Romneys of the world, for him to instead call in Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and if there's room at the table, Brad Sherman, a couple.
Always room for Brad.
and look for ways to give the power back to the people that aren't in the Republican playbook. Because he really is different from the traditional Republican
Absolutely.
Or the traditional Democratic message. And he shouldn't fall in a trap of saying, well, I'm just going to go with the Republican message, except in a few areas where I thought things through myself. He ought to be getting input from a lot of us who also have had troubles with these.
And maybe some of the grassroots of the Democratic Party should understand that, and rather than going crazy, figure out a way, like Brad Sherman is, to actually work with him so that maybe in the end everyone will benefit.
Well, again, I wouldn't expect open arms joy from anybody in the Democratic coalition, and I think a lot of Democratic concerns come from things he's done personally rather than issue positions. Now, some of the issue positions we have troubles with as well, but there is perhaps a bit of identity politics in the Democratic coalition, but the Democratic Party is in some ways a coalition of people who identify as Hispanics, blacks, women, et cetera. And he has managed to insult at least once each of these
Absolutely.
Groups.
Absolutely. And that's true. But the problem is, when you look at it from a more objective perspective, it's not doing that much good at this point to have something like a march the day after the election versus doing it 2-3 months ago before the election to get all the emotions together. And it's true, the media is putting fuel on the fire when people like you and others who have some really important, smart things to say that may just help the country are perhaps being ignored because too many Democrats are writing on their Facebook posts, "Not my president." Well, excuse me, you live in the United States, and apparently he is, and just like you said, there are people in the Midwest, perhaps, who are looking forward to his presidency, so why not try to, at least at the beginning, work with it and try and affect change that will benefit Democratic policies?
We need to be focusing on what are the policies of the country and whether it is demonstrating and using media to make points, or whether it is sitting in closed rooms to negotiate deals. We've got to do whatever we can, because the goal, I mean, as politicians, we'd like to win 4 years from now. But people live their lives not 4 years from now. They live their lives 4 weeks from now.
Exactly.
And 4 months from now. And we ought to be pushing to do everything we can to get the best possible policies. I mean, it's clear Obamacare is going to be repealed, replaced, corrected, reformed. Take your pick. We need to be at the table to make sure that those are reforms that maybe make it better in some cases, or at least don't make it too much worse.
I think if there were more politicians like you on the Democratic side and the Republican side, that are rational and sane, we would actually get things moving through Congress instead of how it's been. It's so frustrating. And it's so frustrating reading people's Facebook and social media stating that, you know, Trump is Hitler or Trump is this. It's like, wait a second. The president doesn't make a call, and there it is. He's not a dictator. This isn't totalitarianism. It's very upsetting that people don't know the political process in this country. And I found myself wanting to get rid of a lot of people on social media that don't know the process and demand that this things change. He's not my president. What do you think, and what do you think possibly that there might be a change in Congress, that things may not be so up against each other, and things may actually work out in the next few years? I mean,
not a chance.
But listening to Congressman Sherman.
But everyone isn't Congressman Sherman.
You are so rational, sir.
Okay, and it's, hold on.
But I just want to know what if there.
And by the way, she is in your district. She is. Yeah. Lives,
oh.
She
yes,
lives
I am.
In Sherman Oaks. Can you?
America's best named city, I might add.
Sherman. It's not Kerry Kasem Oaks.
No,
it's Sherman Oaks. We have to take a quick break.
That's
we have
awesome.
A couple calls. Congressman Sherman, can you take a couple calls after the break for
sure.
a few minutes?
I'll stay
Great.
On one more segment. Yep.
Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. We're talking to Congressman Brad Sherman right here from Southern California. I'm Alan Gervey. She's Kerry Kasem, and you're listening to Gervey's Law.
Hey there, what's the frequency?
790.
And the letters?
KAC.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. And now in cans. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company. Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends April 5th.
My blinds were so ugly, I hung up drapes just to hide them. Finally, I got new ones, and they're stunning thanks to Blinds.com. The prices, selection, and quality are amazing. Shipping is free, and their professional designers gave me a free online design consultation, helping me pick, measure, and install the perfect blinds for every room.
Now through January 31st, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code HOME. That's Blinds.com promo code HOME for 20% off your entire order. Rules and restrictions apply.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
Wake up with Doug McIntyre in the morning.
Millennials are spending more on coffee than they are on the future.
But if you don't have your coffee, then you're not going to function well at your job, and you're not going to have any money
to invest. Get fired. That's a great rationalization. This is how Randy Wang does it. This really is how you do it.
This is how I drink a cup of coffee before I come in, three cups off my Keurig when I'm here, and I buy an iced tea from Del Taco on the way to work.
On the way to, that's just to get here.
That's just the start.
Yeah, what goes on the rest of the day?
I sleep.
McIntyre in the morning. 5 to 10 on KABC.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest.
Welcome back to Gervey's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Oh, yeah, this land was made for you and me. I love that. We used to do it in Canada. It used to be from Vancouver Island to the Maritimes. But anyway, I've changed. I'm an American almost. I live here. I live close to Sherman Oaks, and we are talking to Congressman Brad Sherman. He has lit up the board. Congressman Sherman, our board is full of calls. You have said a lot of things that apparently people want to talk to you about. One thing that I do want to say before we take, actually, Josh in Sherman Oaks is waiting. We got to get someone from your constituency. Congressman Sherman, you did write a letter to Loretta Lynch regarding the Russian hack and requesting a special counsel on Russia's election interference. Are you going to give up on that and just move on to policy now?
Well, the FBI and the intelligence community has not been explicit, but I believe that they'll be looking at this even if there isn't a special counsel. Loretta Lynch's answer to my letter was that she had confidence even if Sessions and other appointees of Trump are running the Justice Department, that the professionals will look at it. My guess is that no American coordinated with Russia in this hacking. My hope is that we'll be able to see an investigation, whether done by the FBI or the Justice Department, that can put that matter to rest. We know that there were certain criminals in Russia. It's highly unlikely that we'll be able to do much to those individuals.
Right.
If anyone in the United States was part of that or coordinating with it, that would be a very big issue.
Right. And
it deserves to be investigated.
Absolutely.
And let's hope that it can put the matter to rest.
As lawyer to lawyer, we always do these things for the future, even if we can't do anything about the past. Josh in Sherman Oaks, you're on Gervie's Law.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you, Congressman, for taking some calls today. I really appreciate that, too. I just wanted to talk real quickly about Obamacare. I'm kind of one of those people that has just recently actually picked up health insurance. I was paying the penalty the last few years. I recently picked up insurance, went into the health markets. I'm spending about $250 a month on my health care plan that doesn't really cover anything for me. So I'm frustrated by Obamacare. I'm frustrated by, the health care system just in general. Have you seen anything coming through the pipeline that makes sense, that looks like there's some potential to help cut down costs a little bit and help us afford health care?
So, Josh, the total cost for your health insurance, I realize it doesn't seem for your good health insurance, is $250 a month?
Correct.
This is... I'm hearing much worse stories than yours.
I'm double that. But.
But what I'm saying is I don't get anything. Like, literally, I went into my doctor and he said it doesn't cover your blood work. It doesn't cover your, I didn't get anything. I basically went into the doctor.
At a minimum, to be compliant with Obamacare, it's going to cover, I believe, some basic parts of the checkup. It's going to provide you with unlimited insurance over your deductible. So this probably is going to happen to you, but if you get a terrible disease, there should be many, many tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So I'm not sure it's a bad deal for you. I pay there are some people who pay close to that for their automobile insurance, and they hope they don't get in an accident, and they hope they don't get a single penny from their automobile insurance.
So if Josh is benefiting from Obamacare now, what happens in the future if Trump plays around with it or actually eliminates
but
it?
But he doesn't even sound like he's benefiting if nothing's being covered.
He doesn't
That's what
see
it,
it as a
I mean,
benefit.
It sounds like emergency insurance. It does. It sounds like...
That was the irony of my question.
Okay.
It might only cover him in a catastrophic situation.
Sure.
As to Obamacare, perhaps its biggest effect is on people who aren't on the exchanges. Their employers have to provide coverage. A lot of employers were dropping coverage before Obamacare. Now they have to provide it. And it has to meet some basic standards, whereas before there were no federal standards. That being said... it's still expensive, I was pushing for a public option that I think would have provided the same benefits at a lower cost. We want to keep the idea that you can get insurance even with a pre-existing condition.
Right, absolutely.
And I'm not sure that, other than a public option, I can't identify any big thing that would make Obamacare better. I think one huge problem with it is that we passed it without any Republican votes,
right,
without any Republican buy-in.
That's
and
right.
So it's a symbol of a one-party action, and a lot of people that have it, you know, that's a strike against it before you even open up the law.
Do you have faith in David Price?
Of pages. What?
Do you have faith in David Price?
Well, at least he's somebody I know a bit, but his approach to privatizing Medicare is not a direction I'd want to go in.
Yeah.
And he does have a number of steps that I don't think are a replacement for Obamacare. They'd be better than just repeal and not replace.
Yeah.
Repeal and inadequately replace, or very inadequately replace, is pretty much the way I would describe his proposal. So we'll see. I have seen individual arguments about his stock purchases that don't cause me any problem. I mean,
all right. Well, let's wait and see. Josh, thanks for the call. We want to move on to Chris in Irvine. Chris, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Pretty good, thank you.
Good. Hey, Congressman, I have a question for you not just within your district, but as a national policy on immigration. And I think we're going to probably see something, in my guess here, coming from Trump, a major statement on it, on preliminarily what he's going to do about this, about people who are here now, I would say within the next 60 days. But why would you have a problem with this? I think the president's going to basically say, listen, if you're here illegally, you know who you are. Okay, that's number one. You know who you are if you're here illegally. If your goal is to become a citizen of this country, then what you're going to have to do is go to your local agency. Nobody's going to round you up. Nobody's going to take you. It's not going to happen. But you have 1 year to fill out the appropriate paperwork to apply for citizenship in this nation. If a year goes by, and they may change the date, but after a year goes by, or that period of time goes by, and you get stopped for any reason, and you're here illegally, you may very well have to go back and start the process from your own home country, which, you know, let's say in this case be Mexico. Why would you have a problem with something so basic and so right?
Well, providing a pathway to citizenship would be outstanding, and something that we've been
well, a pathway to citizenship is by filling out the appropriate paperwork to become a citizen.
Well, people are anxious to do that. As to if you're stopped for any reason, I assume, you know, if somebody gets, I once got a ticket for driving too slow, believe it or not.
My dad
if
did
some
too.
If somebody if somebody gets a traffic ticket for driving too slow, that shouldn't be a decisive for which country.
Was that before or after we legalized weed?
All right, some interesting thoughts. I wish we had more time, Chris. Thanks for calling. Jackie from West LA has been waiting a long time to talk to Congressman Sherman. Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you? So I don't know if anyone noticed this, but on the White House website, as soon as President Obama left, which I really love him still. they wiped everything off. They took off the civil rights. They took off the environmental thing, and they took off the gay rights thing. And they're talking about upping the military. Did you see that?
I'm aware of it. I haven't logged in, but people have told me. And look, elections have consequences. I don't think it should surprise anybody that Trump wouldn't just keep on the website Obama's positions on these controversial issues. Now, I would prefer that he would, but I'm not surprised that he did.
Jackie, thanks for the call. We have to move on. We're going to let you go, Congressman Sherman, but, you know, it's interesting with what you just said. You bring a rational side to everything. And basically what you're saying is the Republicans won the election. The Democrats didn't. For the last 8 years, President Obama had the support of the people. Basically, the Democrats had more people in power. And that's the way things went. So now it's changed. And here you are, still a Congress member, and you are working for the ideals and the policies and the values that you believe in for your constituents and for your party. And that's what this country needs to bring together as law-abiding citizens and not completely ignore the office of the presidency and the fact that the Republicans won the election in this country.
And they control both houses of Congress. And,
oh, yeah. We forgot about that one.
They take some responsibility for the success of our policies. They will have more control than any other party has had in a long, long time. And that being said, I hope very much that the country does well. And if that means the other party gets the credit, so be it.
There you go. We want to thank you, Congressman Brad Sherman from the San Fernando Valley. You know, there's a reason why I'm friends with you and I support you. You have done a great job because you are an independent thinker and you do place your Harvard Law School degree at the forefront, and you make sure that the decisions you make are rational and reasonable. Not always right. I don't always agree with you, but at least you're an independent thinker, and we need more of those in this country. Thanks for being on Gervie's Law, and we hope to have you on soon.
Thank you, sir.
Allie and Carrie, thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Take care. That was Congressman Brad Sherman from the San Fernando Valley 30th District. We have to take a quick break, and then maybe we'll bring my mom on. She's sitting across from us, and we'll go from the Harvard Law School graduate to the University of Manitoba graduate. And Carrie and I will talk a little bit more about today. Thanks for listening. We have one more segment. This is Gervie's Law. Carrie's smiling. My mom is looking...
Choking on her soda.
She's choking on her soda. We'll be right back.
News.
Talk.
Evolve. Talk Radio 790. KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Michael D. Catherwood, and on the next Dr. Drew Midday Live, we will find out how well did you do in your first weekend in Trump America?
Uh-oh. Speaking of problems.
And how did you do with those Southern California storms? Oh, goodness. Plus, we'll take your calls as always. It's Dr. Drew Midday Live right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I saw above me that in the sky way. I saw below me.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, this land was made for you and me, Carrie and Alan, right here on Gervie's Law. Mom, Evelyn Gervie's joining us now. Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I can't hear you.
Pretty good. Can you hear me?
Now I think
now
we can.
Oh, now it's on.
Yeah.
There.
Now it's on.
So did you enjoy hearing Congressman Brad Sherman?
I did. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah?
But being a Canadian, I'm just...
You don't care.
Well, I care because my son lives in the USA.
Well, you were at the Women's March. You just ran in from downtown LA.
I did.
Carrie, who's on the line?
Well, my sister is at the Women's March, and I'm trying to get her on because I know that there's so many people that were on my social media talking about it and posting about
yeah.
it. And it's such a huge thing all over the world right now. And she did say that she wanted to call in and kind of give an update about what was going, but maybe she's
well, we have 5 minutes. Come on, Julie. Julie, call in. Anyone who is at the march, the Women's March, are still there. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. We'll take Julie's call, and we'll take anyone else who gets in before Julie. Mom, so you chose not to go to the Women's March
yeah,
today. Why is that? You don't feel that you've
no.
been disenfranchised, dispossessed,
no.
Abused?
Not really.
No?
Yeah, no.
You. Carrie, what about you?
Have you?
You know, there's times where...
And I'm not making fun of it. Let me just say that. I'm not... Well,
yeah.
you may. I'm not making fun of the march.
No. I'm not making fun of the march at all. And I think there's definitely some viewpoints that I say are right. I'm just not very happy about the fact that there's a lot of anger and hatred and fear mongering.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of that, and it really upsets me. And it has, because people don't know how politics work in this country, and they go on there on their bully pulpit and they go off, and it's like you have no idea
it's
what
like
you
group
are talking
thera-
about.
Group therapy. They're
yeah,
just
getting, it's
and
really
they don't even
upsetting.
Know the issues. Like, Carrie, you know the issues. I'm always impressed because you know what you're talking about, but there are people who just go off. And they don't
do.
Know.
And
it's
people
just
that don't want other people at the inauguration and the Girl Scouts.
Exactly.
And it's like, how
not
dare
my president.
You? This
and
is, you know what?
He's a blank,
be
blank, blank.
Like Congressman Sherman, he's a Democrat, but yet he is respectful of the process and the politics in this country. You do not have to like the president. You don't have to vote for the president.
And you can think he's an idiot.
But you do not have to fear-monger and lie. And, you know, a lot of these people, the problem is, they really don't know how politics works. Yet they think they do. And that's a very scary thing.
Well,
because
President
they go
Trump
on and say,
doesn't
this
exactly
is
know how politics
no,
works either.
And I think that's why people like him. But I'm just saying, you cannot fear-monger. And there's a lot of people on my Facebook that do that. And
yeah.
I don't like it. I
don't
appreciate
do that.
It. If you don't
do
like
it on Carrie's
right.
Facebook.
Well, if you don't like something, that's okay. And you have absolutely the right to say that. This
right.
is I love this country, but you have no right to get up there and say this is how it is,
Mom,
when it's a complete and utter lie.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course you do. No, but yeah, the point is you watched the inauguration yesterday.
I did.
And how did you find it?
Well, I thought it was very interesting. I mean, I like seeing the whole process.
Michael Flatley was great.
The pomp and circumstances. He's the
you
guy that was.
Did you see the Lord of the Dance?
Yeah, Lord
I
of the
know.
Dance.
Oh,
talk into
Rockettes.
Your mic. You know
I
Michael Flatley?
No. Well, I know that he's a dancer, the Lord of the
yeah,
the Rings.
The Rings, yeah.
But no, I did. Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
What's
come on,
another
guys.
Book?
Lord
the
of the Dance.
Conch. Who's got
Lord
the conch?
Of the Dance. My
Lord
friend.
Of, yeah, no, I've seen him. And I saw the Rockettes.
They were fantastic.
Interesting.
How about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
That was
see,
good.
See, and you got to respect these people who are going and performing because it's like a cool thing to do, even if they hate Donald Trump and they think he's an idiot. But, you know, hey, you only live once. Let's get some positivity. Enjoy life. Mom, you enjoy life.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we have,
I'm always happy to come here and see my son and
do we
daughter-in-law.
Have Julie? We have like 1 minute. Where's
okay,
Julie?
I don't know.
Hey,
Julie.
Carrie.
She might be still in that march.
Since
you know,
Julie
stuck in the
can't
crowd.
Call in, can you tell us what it's like there at the march?
Sure. I'm surrounded by a ton of women. Some of them are rational. Some of them aren't. I see signs. I see lots of pink. No, I am not there. I would love to have covered it, and I would have loved to have gone and checked out some of the speeches. Sure. But I have to say that I agree with some of what's going on, and I don't. With
yeah,
the
I definitely
part.
Am behind the right to protest, to demonstrate, First Amendment. That is what I believe in, but I also believe in democracy, and I also believe in being a little bit classy, sophisticated. Don't go to the level, even if our president does, don't go down to that level. Rise above it.
That's right.
Rise above all of the negativity and the BS and do things properly. Use the law. Mom?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly. Well,
wholeheartedly.
We have to sign off. No Julie today. Mom, thanks for being here. How long are you going to be in town?
About a month.
About a month.
I may come back again on your show.
Well, we'd love to have you. Instead of Congressman Sherman, next time we're having my mom to talk about all of the issues and President Trump, Carrie.